101.9 Fresh FM.
It is Amaboza on Fresh Breakfast right now. This one is Amos, Mass Music and Mawu, bringing a time to exactly 14 minutes past to 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you and welcome to the second hour of our Thursday edition. So, time for us to have a very interesting conversation. Actually, I did mention a little bit earlier on that today is obviously a World Mental Health Day, and there's going to be a lot of conversations around this. And today on Fresh Titans, doing things a little bit different, we are going to be featuring an HR consultant and author, and she's a job finder coach. She's an executive and management coach, and also an IPM Namibia HR Excellence Award 2023 winner. Like, it's just a lot going on here. But yeah, man, here's the point of Fresh Titans, brought to you by the Old Mutual Foundation, and that is to inspire you to, you know, just be your best, man, to put in the work so that you can one day see the results for yourself. So right now we are featuring Lisa Matomola, and she is going to, you know, we actually just going to be picking her brain on certain things, especially with today being World Mental Health Day. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Shaquan. How are you?
I am great, man. How has the week been?
The week is good. The week is good. I think the weather in the city is also favorable.
Is it? Did you go for a run today? Because I need to tell everyone why I'm asking this question, actually.
I'm recovering because I ran a marathon on Saturday.
Oh, is it? Okay, so you know what? I actually met Lisa last year, also because of the Old Mutual in Durban. And, you know, we had a conversation in studio and so forth. And then later on, I find her on Instagram. And please tell me why I see this hun is running the Two Oceans Marathon. And I'm like, yo! But Lisa, man, you have an amazing portfolio. And thank you so much for your time this morning. So maybe just jumping right into it, hey, it's that time of the year where a lot of us are feeling very just out of place. First of all, we are feeling very demotivated. We keep hearing on Fresh Breakfast about finishing the year strong, but my body is saying I'm tired at this point. Can you perhaps maybe just enlighten us with some of the common signs of year-end fatigue and burnout that employees can easily identify for themselves?
Thank you very much again for having me. My apologies, I didn't greet our listeners. So good morning to our listeners.
Yes.
This time of the year is quite critical, and a lot of us are starting to switch off. Most of us are already either at the village or at some destination, wherever our holiday is, but it's also still our responsibility to continue carrying out the duties.
Yeah,
and you find that for some companies, it's the time they have to close off the year, try and catch up with their strategic plan. So the deadlines and the expectations now more than ever are higher. And it causes us to feel fatigued and also leading to burnout. So maybe just to touch in terms of what are some of the signs when it comes to NGF fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet somebody in the corridor, you greet them, it's like they didn't see you, you know. Some of the things you get to hear, like, oh, I'm so sorry, my mind is somewhere else. So people switch off. In some cases, if you're in a customer environment, workplace, for example, either you are agitated, you forget the customer service experience, how you talk to your colleagues. Some people are not motivated at all. Our emotional intelligence, finding it difficult to manage our emotions. We are disengaged. You know, when you go to a meeting and we are back to COVID, where it's like nothing from my side. You really have nothing to contribute.
Wrap it up.
our creativity and innovation is like somebody just switched off the plug. So they take the easy way out. You go to the doctor and say, you know what, doctor, I'm not sick, but just book me out. So some of those signs, they actually just show that you're not really excited about your job. You start to think, is this the environment for me? Always trying to find something that is wrong. The tasks are not as exciting as they are. Work seems to be all of a sudden not the best thing right now, but that is just because we are under pressure, we are stressed, we are tired. Tired with the why. We want to switch off. So maybe in short, some of the signs.
Perhaps also touching on just strategies. Okay, so because it's important that once we touch on a problem, we need to somewhat try and come up with a solution for it, right? So what would you say are some of the strategies, in your opinion, can employees actually use to somewhat say, you know, just stay motivated as the year comes to an end?
When it comes to this time of the year, I think regardless of how we feel, we still have an obligation to meet our deadlines, because remember, some companies have performance management, so we're still going to be reviewed and rated based on how we perform. So every quarter comes with ratings, especially if employees work in that environment. But time management and stress management is quite important.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating or commemorating, observing World Mental Health Day.
Yes,
It's important to just be open, you know, when you can't cope, when work is too much. And also just being sharing in terms of, right now there is too much on my table, I can't handle this, reaching out and asking for help, because if we don't speak up, people wouldn't know that we are struggling or we don't have the capacity. And there shouldn't be shame in saying, can I take a day off? You know, the Gen Z say they want their mental health day. So people requesting for time off, just for one to switch off. Or maybe if you feel the work environment, especially for those that work in the office, is not really conducive, flexibility and working from home, it helps sometimes in dealing with those situations. But very, very important, managing our time. If our tasks come in, avoiding procrastination, because if we procrastinate, then it affects. Like, if you do what you need to do now, so that when tomorrow more work is given unto you, then you don't have to find yourself running around and feeling
overwhelmed. Yeah.
Yes.
So before we get right into just, you know, World Mental Health Day and just Mental Health Day at work, because that is a theme for this year, how can you, or what do you think are the best ways as employers or people in power, so to say, can actually make the work environment a little bit more conducive, especially this time around, for their teams? Because, you know, and I'm only saying this because, you know, how sometimes, like, you are also tired as my superior, and but when I ask for a day off, like you said earlier on, like, it's a problem, like, they don't want to give those days off, you know? So how can just employers or supervisors, so to say, provide just a little bit more conducive environments for their teams?
So yesterday, somebody on Twitter actually mentioned me in a tweet and said, Lisa, can you please talk to our employers? They are saying they advocate for mental health or creating conducive workplaces, but when we ask time off, they deny us. But what I also responded to is that sometimes it also depends in terms of what time of the year it is. If you are in finance and you are being audited, unfortunately, sometimes your leave request can be denied. Because of the nature of the work. Or sometimes just do proper handover. There are things that are unexpected, like death. We don't plan for that. But if when it comes to annual leave, we often say sometimes just plan for it. If I know I'm going for a wedding that has been the invitation sent last year, I must plan ahead. But from managers and supervisors, it's very, very important for them to also recognize when the workload in the team is too much. And we are not working with machines. We are dealing with human beings. And these are also people who are caregivers outside the workplace. They have kids. They have to knock off and go do homework. They have to have responsibilities, either church. There's so many things that people do, because for as much as you're an employee at work, you still have other commitments outside the workplace. So it's important for leaders to also talk about it. You know, in my book, I talk about leading by example. Leaders taking time off, because if we create that culture of overwork and all that, unfortunately, when you die, they will still replace you. But we need to know when that, because when we also allow people to be overworked, they make mistakes. So the productivity, the quality
also declines.
And that can cost companies money. So we would rather encourage people to look after themselves and talk about the mental health issues within the workplace, and create wellness initiatives, have wellness champions where there can be dialogues and creating that psychologically safe space to talk about issues that affect us.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, Lisa, we will continue with this conversation and just focus a little bit more on the mental health aspect at work in a few minutes. But yeah, thank you so much for now. But don't switch off your phone now, because we're going to call you back as well, okay? So in case you just tuned in, we are having a conversation with Lisa Matomola, and we are talking about all things mental health in the workplace. Keep it locked.
What's the obsession with the number 6? We wake up at 6 a.m. and eat dinner at 6 p.m.
Us, 102.9, Fresh FM.
It is Lonely at the Top. I saw a TikTok the one day, just randomly scrolling. And he was on tour, man, and there was this girl from the UK that just sang the song with her whole heart, and she made me fall in love with the song. But yeah, it is Ashake alongside her with Lonely at the Top, the remix. So time is exactly 7:35 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. We continue with our conversation on Fresh Titans, brought to you by our friends and family at the Old Mutual Foundation. And today we are having a conversation with Lisa Matomola, who is an HR consultant, author, executive and management coach, so many things, man. She is an accomplished queen, and she's here to inspire you to finish the year strong, but basically just break down a couple of things, right? So first of all, we touched on year-end fatigue and burnout, how it's important for you to open up and just really share that I'm actually struggling right now, employers making it a little bit more conducive for employees to actually open up about this. But right now we need to also focus on the fact that today is World Mental Health Day, and just mental health at the workplace, right? So Lisa, we continue with our conversation right now. We good to go?
Yes. All righty.
Yeah. So you know what? Maybe just share with us, how can we actually create a workplace culture that somewhat prioritizes mental health and wellness, would you say?
So my favorite quote is by Reed Hastings, the founder of Netflix. He says, a great workplace is stunning colleagues. And one of the things a lot of us, especially when we are looking for jobs, I think from a coaching perspective, at times employees tell me they want to leave places because the environments are toxic, they don't promote mental health, they don't care. And you also find that one of the stigmas is that when employees actually want to talk about how much they are struggling, it's at times used against them, or if they open up, then it becomes corridor talks. So that kind of discourages people to talk. It's for that reason that it's important for us to ensure that when we design wellness programs, that issue of confidentiality and providing spaces where employees can feel supported without being victimized is important. Coming back, very, very important, maybe people would ask, what does mental health mean actually in the workplace? Things like bullying in the workplace, something that actually affects one's mental health. You're being bullied, you suffer a lot in silence, and you think it's just my manager or my colleagues trying to help me with my performance, but those things, they have long-term impact in terms of one's well-being, one's performance, how they perceive themselves, their beliefs. It does affect their social aspects, you know, they withdraw from work. Some commit suicide. We have seen cases of employees committing suicide, or even some of the recent headlines where employees coming and doing things that are really just heartbreaking in the workplace.
No, we have seen some really crazy, really heartbreaking stories, like you're saying, and I think most of us can relate to the fact that at one point we did experience it in the workplace, right? So, but like also for you, Lisa, I mean, in your expert opinion, how can we actually raise awareness about mental health issues amongst our colleagues without, just stigmatizing them? Because we encourage people to talk about mental health or speak up about their struggles, but once they do, a lot of the times there's a lot of stigma around it. How can we work or navigate through that?
There's a young lady who does inspire me a lot. She's a mental health advocate. Her name is Alina Kadila, and she really opens up about her struggles and how she has been being an advocate and just helping other companies create platforms where they can support employees who are struggling. Because one of the things we need to take cognizance of is that you join a company, your mental health is quite okay, but all of a sudden this environment has changed you. Now you need to be seeing a therapist, you're no longer coping. So some of the workplaces actually are the ones that lead us to find ourselves in a situation where we're having mental health issues. So it comes from the top, you know. Leadership is important, whether it's from a budget perspective, attending events. Almost every year, not almost every year, but every year, there's a global wellness calendar. And that global wellness calendar needs to be implemented.
True.
Leaders should encourage engagement. They must make sure that their platforms where employees participate. Also, if employees talk about these things, they must listen to them and there must be action. Because at times we just talk about something, what is the action? And if there's no change in behavior, unfortunately, some of these strategies or initiatives are just like pouring water in a bucket that is already leaking. So there must be that commitment and say, whatever we have on paper, we must leave it and practice what we preach.
Absolutely. So would you say that there are some perhaps just long-term strategies to anyone who's listening right now, who's in a position of power, who can actually change things at their workplace for maintaining mental health and wellness in the workplace?
Definitely, definitely. And I should also commend Namibian corporates. There's been quite a lot of investment around mental health. And we've seen how people have created platforms, conversations taking place, dialogues, initiatives to just make sure that employees are participating, supporting employees. I think one of the companies that we have seen recently, Nedbank, having a wellness center at their workplace.
Those
are commendable initiatives, and that's what we want to strive for. Because if we don't put people first, unfortunately, we're not going to achieve our strategic initiatives. So there's and things like flexibility. I know banks have allowed some of their employees to work from home.
Yeah.
Some of the companies have like on-site breastfeeding initiatives. Some companies have psychologists where if you are not coping, we can pay for you, increasing medical aid. So all those initiatives where, and I remember my previous director would tell me, if you're not okay, talk to me. We can switch off. This work can be done. We can find a way to get it done. So just making sure that we support and show employees that we care. So if our values or our mission says we care about our employees, we should really practice that care and provide that support so that employees feel. And also very, very important, I think the one aspect I wanted to touch on, when employees are overwhelmed, if it's things like understaffed, let's hire people, let's recruit. There are a lot of Namibians that need jobs.
Yes,
so
yes,
some of the things that contribute to mental health is that employees are overworked. Or if we need to automate processes, if we need to train people because maybe they are not coping because they don't know the job, let's train. Also, let's train our managers on how to lead and manage people because that also creates and contributes to mental health wellness issues.
Absolutely.
So people matter in the workplace.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank you so much for your time. And also thank you so, so much to the Old Mutual Foundation for making this possible for us. Thank you for your time, your insights. We have taken down so many notes and we truly, truly appreciate it and hope and pray that, you know, the right people were listening right now. I'm pretty sure that the conversations will expand from here onwards.
Thank you for having me. And to the employees,
Look
after yourself. Let's be kind to one another and continue to create workplaces where we look forward to going to and staying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa, thank you so, so much. And also to the Old Mutual Foundation, where would we be without you? That was a great one from Fresh Titans for this week. We'll be back next week with another great conversation.
There's no reason for us at Best Drive.